Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, and Jesus Christ our Redeemer and Sanctifier. Amen. The ascension of our Lord is one of those pivotal moments in the Gospels. For Luke, in our reading today, Jesus has been visiting with the disciples post-resurrection, talking with them out on that road to Bethany again, and he leads them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blesses them. I think that's the power of the ascension. That's the place where suddenly I found myself hooked into this story. We don't really know much about how we ascend, or most of us have certainly never seen it. But in this story, Jesus is with them and comforts them post-crucifixion. He tells them his story. And then he says to them that the Messiah, remember what it said, he says, Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, so that all of these things might be proclaimed to all the nations. And he says to them, you are the witnesses. And I am sending you that advocate that I promised. So stay here, but I'm sending you out. And he lifts up his hands and he blesses them and us. Now, I don't know about you, but seeing my friend Jesus, who I have watched die on a cross and suddenly appear back again as a resurrected person, who then spends time with us and pokes around with Thomas and has all of these things today and to say, and then suddenly for him to ascend, I don't know about you, but I would be bewildered and maybe a little scared. Instead, Luke reports, then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them, and while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And their reaction was, they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. I often think that one of the reasons that Jesus comes back to the disciples and comes back to us is to pull us all together again. Do you remember after the death of Jesus, the disciples were confused and angry and scared, and they sort of spread out and couldn't get themselves back together. Finally, they gathered back into the upper room, and Jesus comes to them and draws them back into himself. He brings them together in his post-resurrection appearances. First in the upper room, and then later at the lake when they are fishing. And over again, he meets some disciples who were walking on the way to Bethany, and they see in the breaking of the bread that Jesus is still with them. He draws them together again and again. For you see, the ascension is not about Jesus leaving. It is about Jesus leaving us and remaining with us forever, that we might be one. In the reading from Acts, we hear that Jesus tells the disciples not to leave Jerusalem, that John baptized him, baptized with water, but they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit, kind of a precursor to the Pentecost event. But what Jesus does when he leaves them is that he leaves them with that Holy Spirit that will bind them to one another and to the world forever. In the Acts lesson, I love this story. I see myself a little more in the Luke story. in the Acts story, then in the Luke story, while he was going up, they were gazing up to heaven. Jesus is on his way. And they're standing looking up into the sky, and suddenly two men appear in white and say, "Galileans, why are you looking into heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come the same way you saw him. Why are you looking up into heaven?" Bewildered, confused. Your work is here and with one another. Jesus blessed the disciples and blesses us as he returns to the place where he was created. Jesus blesses us in our daily ministry and life and in our very living. What I love about this gospel is that Jesus does not remain with the disciples to continue to guide them, but sends them on their way and opens up a whole world of possibilities for them and for us. You see, the work that Christ has left us is not just to come to church or just to worship in the temple. It's more than that. It's so much more than that. You see, Jesus remains and abides with us in every moment and in every work of our life. Years and years ago, I went to a workshop. It was a retreat. And we were talking about vocation. People were asking one another. It was some pastors, but mostly lay people. And people were asked, "What is your vocation?" And most of us thought, well, you know, I'm a pastor, I'm a plumber, I'm an executive for the Ritz Cracker Company, I don't know. And then one woman said, "My vocation is love." And it stopped us all in our tracks. Vocation, her calling, she said, was that she had been blessed by God to be a witness. Now, her job was that she was a teacher and she worked with children. She was a mother, she was an artist, she was a teacher, she was all of those kinds of things, but she saw as her true calling having been blessed by God for a life of love. It helped all of us to see anew our own vocations. Just as the disciples had limited themselves to being fishermen or going back to what they were doing after Jesus was killed, in his post-resurrection appearance in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 24, Jesus brings them back home. When he blesses them, perhaps they too see who they really are. That in Jesus' ascension, he has turned them loose and turned us loose for love in the world. Maybe that's our true vocation. So as the people of God, we see it happen all the time. I've mentioned a couple of times how delighted and amazing it is that we see people who are gathering to bring food for those who are hungry in these difficult times. Someone posted pictures of our very, very small group of people who are making sandwiches for IHS each month, our bag lunches for folks at IHS, and we are being overwhelmed by people who want to help. That is love in the world. That is expressing our true vocation as Christ ministers to those most in need. So I guess all of this stuff about ascension is not just a theological palaver or some invention that we kind of come up with to try and sustain rickety faith. Jesus' ascension is the bold proclamation that God loves us so deeply that God remains with us forever in the Holy Spirit and gives us a new vocation, a vocation of love. May God bless you in your work and in your calling, that you might be Christ's disciples for the whole world, one in Christ. Amen.